Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Tater. My co-host is Bill Foster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Vic Tater Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Vic Tater. Okay, we're on there. Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
You know, I love the first part of Orion, like the first minute of it. After that, I just can't stand it.
You mean the company?
Are there any songs? What?
No, it's a joke.
Have you ever had songs like that where you really like a section? Like, what are sections of songs you like, but that you absolutely hate?
I don't know. There's some songs that basically, like, out of nowhere, like, during the bridge, be like, oh, they fucked up on the bridge. Oh, they got this melody. Or sometimes they see the refrain that they just do. It's like, oh, okay, the rest of it, they just have to fill in. It's like, oh, crap, we only got the hook. That's all we got.
Do you remember, you know the song Jeremy by Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
The other one goes, Jeremy Spoken.
Oh God. Hello. I like most
of that song except for the part when he's talking about getting a fight. Clearly, I remember picking on the boy. It was a surprise lift. I fucking hate that.
When I was dropping you off, I was
okay.
I was talking about Power Rangers,
from... one of the best shows ever. It's
Hold
funny,
on.
It's a show
I'm
I like,
and
it has so many episodes I fucking hate. Okay, we were talking about season 2 last time, now we're getting into season 3. Now, the big difference with
season 3,
is it came out at the same time as the movie.
Well, actually, didn't it come right after the movie?
Do you remember the movie, Neil? Did you see it in the theater?
No, I did not. At that point, I was like, I'm not going to watch this movie. I didn't feel the need to watch the movie.
Hello, Neil?
What?
Okay, looks like I'm on alone.
Hold on. Let me see
what happened. I'm going to go into the studio. Studio. Blah, 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 blah.
I'm in. Hold on. Let me try calling again.
It says Neil is there. Neil.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you there? All right.
Hold on.
Okay, Neil's going to have to call back in because something happened. I don't know what it is, so let's get around for now. 95 is the third season. It just came out at the same time as the movie. One thing you'll notice is, and I noticed this at the end of season 2, is a lot of the new cast, and the ones that had been there for a while, had a lot of confidence, and you could tell their performances better. Now, you're probably scoffing at that, but these shows, you know, it's still a matter of preference. Okay, Neil's back in. Neil.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Neil. Oh, boy. We are not doing too hot, because I can't hear Neil.
Well,
I tell you
anything?
What we're going to do is...
Are you getting anything?
I'm going to end this episode early, because I can't figure out what's going on. We're going to try to do this tomorrow, and I guess I'll just delete this episode from existence.
All right. Hold on. Can't hear.
Let's see what we can do right here. I think Eric's calling in. If anybody is still listening, I can't believe this is happening. 5 minutes in, we're already having the problem. That little binging sound is me going on AIM. Trying desperately to scrounge people, trying to save an episode, because we haven't had actually an aborted episode. Okay, that is Eric.
Hi.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Okay. So, from the Power
I don't
Rangers,
know what happened to, I don't know what happened to Neil. He just kind of, some problem, he just dropped out.
Must have been Rita and Lord Zedd.
Maybe. They seem to be taking their smart vitamins in season 3.
Or maybe the Machine Empire.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now, and I kind of hate how Lord Zedd got buried in the first episode.
Yes. Machine
Empire
never really
worked.
They never really worked with the Empire.
I would like to have seen him take it out a few of the machines, at least. But, you know, that's kind of how Power Rangers was in general. They were not afraid to bury an old villain to build up a new one very quickly.
Yes, they're leaving the territory. Time to job to the machine people.
Neil, are you back in?
God damn AT&T.
Hey. So anyway, we're talking about season 3. Eric, did you see the movie in theaters?
No, I don't know why I didn't, but I don't think I did. I saw it eventually. I don't know, the movie kind of disappointed me as a kid because it was like too much like the show except, you know, movie.
The thing about the movie is, I saw it in theater, and I enjoy it. I still do enjoy it, mostly, except for those fucking CGI Zords, which look terrible. And when you got
How much did it cost to make those CGI Zords that look terrible
probably
now?
Probably too much. And I was thinking about, for the money they spent on, like, those fancy, at the time, CGI, they could have made a really nice suit for the monsters and the Zords. I saw it in the theater, and the thing about it is, the person making it didn't want to really be making a Power Rangers movie.
Yeah, I felt like the difference in geek culture and the mainstream, like, since that movie, I was feeling if that movie came out today, it would be much better. I mean, at least, I don't know, the critics would like it anyway, but it would be more about the actual Power Rangers and their, like, personalities.
No, it wouldn't.
And it'd have fights in it. No, actually, I was telling somebody, I think Avengers is probably one of the best Sentai movies ever made.
Yes.
Our friend,
I have a feeling if they tried to make the movie now, it would be more like The Amazing Spider-Man than, say, like, I don't know, Spider-Man 1 or something.
Basically, the thing is, I don't understand, you know, they probably could have made a better movie if they just used, they weren't making Sentai movies as much then, but they could have done a fairly cheap movie, you know, with better suits. Stuck to action, but the thing is, I don't think a lot of people understand what makes this show work, and it's usually the fact that it's supposed to be a sugar rush. There's not a lot of nutritional value in Power Rangers.
Yeah.
You can get them, but, you know, mainly you're there for the fights, you're there for the action. You know, it's supposed to be something, you know, bing, bang, boom. This try to have this, I don't know, they try to go for an epic feeling, like going to the other planet. And they go ahead and finish, Neil.
Well, it's been like, oh, we actually have money now, some of it. So let's try to do everything that we can. That we can't do on the show.
The best thing about the movie was Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze.
He was such an asshole, and I just like the way he's... One of my favorite lines from the movie is like, a teenager with a big mouth. Not a lot's changed in 15,000 years.
Oh, where's my autograph book?
I hated how Lord Zedd got punked out in the movie. You know, I thought that was, to borrow wrestling jargon, unsound booking. Because, you know, Lord Zedd was going to be in the territory.
Well, to be fair, Lord Zedd's going to be punked out a couple more times later on by lesser people.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, Lord Zedd actually did end up beating the Machine Empire. He had a fairly sound plan. He was going to let the Rangers and the Machines beat the hell out of each other, then he'd take out whoever was left. Zedd actually did win in season 3. Like, he destroyed the Power Coins, he trapped Ninjor, so I'm beginning to think the Mighty Ninjor is not all he was cracked up to be.
Now, what was the name of Master Violet? Let's talk about Master Violet and the main little villain that he sent that one episode. That was supposed to be the finale of Cocker Ranger, which is based
on. Do you remember when Master Violet showed up, Eric?
Yeah.
Rita's dad, you remember how badass he was? How he no-sold two Megazord finishers?
Yes.
And how they were dancing at the bar.
And this way, it becomes even more like family, because Master Vile's the crusty old father-in-law.
Yes.
Now, what's the name of the villain he had that he sent down that became the Power
He had
Ninjors?
A villain with a Glover. And the Glover first absorbed Ninjor's powers, kind of looked like him. And then on, he took Ninjor's powers. He had a way of talking. I'm going to let Neil do it. How would he talk normally?
Well, basically, he just kind of talked in this weird gobbling, like, and at one point, he's charging towards the Megazord, and he just goes,
That was actually a pretty sweet. Okay, so season three, I'm trying to come up with a list of the seasons. And season three would actually be number one off for one thing. Those goddamn alien rares. Just really turn into tattoos from Ayla the Barrel so fast.
Yeah, show.
You had these cheap ass for them, and they were always deemed to be hydrated. And I understand why they were ranger those, because they thought they would use Sentai food to make cheaper those. But they use it. You have the fish eggs going on being all physical. You know, like those homes where alien doesn't stand in culture. You know, you see sci-fi shows, but it's usually skating. They're like very brief, like entire episodes. Though I did like the Hydro Hog, who looked like Big D if he was blue. But yeah, Dale, when the Hydro Hog was fighting the Shogun Zord, you know the big sword attack was?
Well, I can't hear you breaking up.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay. Lord, read it again.
Do what now? Do you remember when there was this villain at the end of the season called the Hydro Hog?
They had the aliens just show up for like, you know, 2 seconds and they're already water. They're just sitting in that empty pool and no one could do shit.
At least in that one, there was an excuse for it. Supposedly he drained all the water out of their bodies or something. What I love is when he was fighting the Shogun Megazord, you know that big badass it does with flame sword?
Yeah.
Okay, doing this go-go in ranges, and all of a sudden it catches the sword and rips it out of their hands and the music stops. We're actually Zeo now. So going into Zeo, which is the fourth season, now they're back to no sense footage.
Yeah, and we have the storyline where Goldor and Rito were Vulcan Skull's servants or something.
Yeah, Goldor were Vulcan Skull's servants, and it's such a thing is because Skull are terrified, and I wanted them to find like this, why are you scared? And it's like, you want to get us off us while you were giant and try to throw us over a cliff.
The best one when they couldn't find the best part is when they couldn't find the service, so they put up a little sign, "Have you seen me?" Meanwhile, Goldar and Rito are putting up a little sign right on the other side saying, "Have you seen me, Vulcan Skull?"
And
all the
figures.
Yeah, it's a picture
of Vulcan Skull. Did you ever see the episode when Goldar got memories back?
And Goldar got what? His wings back?
He got his memories back. He's the Hulk, and he's having dreams about the first season of Power Rangers being all badass.
Yeah.
Like when he's
getting less and less badass, Goldar.
And he was like, look at you. Big becoming a person's slave. You had to fight back. Remember the war
Mocking and Lord Zedd's like, oh, hold on, don't be so pretty. He said, we're going to give you your dignity back. And he wakes up, he has his wings. Goldar has their memories back, they're walking outside. Bulk and Skull come up, Bulk's like, hey, wash my car. Goldar walks up to him and is like, why don't you make me? And they call Michael, and Bulk and Skull are trying to stop. Goldar shoots an eye beam out of it. Goldar shoots a laser out of his eye at all.
The next one won't
early miss. Mind you, season Goldar would have been.
I think Goldar is my favorite villain character.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome, and also his interesting as the seasons go on. Of this once great villain who's been, you know, who's like just given in to mediocrity. Did you watch any show? I did like that Goldar's final appearance in space actually did get a badass again.
I like the way he hated that Rita Mitsuda got married and he was so depressed at the wedding. I just remember that.
Yeah, later on
like,
in season 2.
Oh, I have to stop this.
And it's a story.
He's like
in
that honeymoon. No, at the reception, just drowning in sorrows.
Yeah.
It is, there were all posted up in season 3. Kimberly fell in love with Skull, and to me, Kimberly fell in love with him enough to think I have to wanted him.
At one point. We kept doing jokes about the fact that they were so that basically this villain of the week with the love potion instantly teleported into the school and got near the Power Rangers and did not do a thing to actually, you know, I don't know, kill them. They're right there. Why don't you just stab them? Why don't I just come in here with them while they're being all lovey dovey and just stab them in the back? Really? No one's gonna help? No one sees the problem with this.
Oh, yeah, they had this that episode had this part when Rita was trying to boss around her, and Ben holds Rita in utter contempt. You know, he's being all, no, I only listen to the Lord Dad. But the episode also where Rita fell in love with Goldar, and she surfed him, and he falls in Lord Zedd's chair, throne, and Rita's lap, and Lord Zedd walks in, he's like, what's going on here? Get out of my throne!
This guy, did he forget to pay the light bill? Who did he have to pay the light bill to?
No, it was really, if this guy forgets to pay the light bill, it's kind of like this. Who are they paying? The adventurer was the one doing Zed's wedding, and I was trying to think, who are they to sanctify their wedding in front of?
Yeah, I really have seen some early Power Rangers merchandise where Goldar's name is Dreadwing for some reason.
That's actually a good name. I'm guessing because of wings, they probably told them to put him with the wings, so they thought, yeah, we'll just call him that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there was 19-inch Goldar. About an anti-type character. It probably was a reluctant because Tony Alves was actually really big into the Sentai shows. Tokusatsu. Whatever. Okay, so going in later, you know, the later scene, like the Dark Ages. Really, watching that last half of season 3, it's easy to show it's going to its 20th season now.
Has it been 20 years for us?
Yeah, it's probably been 20 years, but Saban, I think it's 20 years so they can do an anniversary.
And they are doing Gokaiger, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Pirate Thunder or something.
I'm not sure. Toei's using the term Power Rangers Legend War. Because I know they're refilming stuff. So, what do you think of Dallas Wednesday?
It was okay. Nice that it's been renewed.
I thought that was probably the episode they've done so far.
Yeah. It was really nice seeing Lucy and Ray again for 5 seconds.
It's so they're always...
Yeah.
But what I told them that I keep expecting to keep showing up together. I keep wanting to reveal the backing up.
Yeah, they don't even and they don't even care about any laws and morals now. They just, whatever, we're all, let's do this.
They just give in to their passion.
I wonder.
It annoys because Ray could contribute more to show than he is right now.
So could Lucy.
I mean, Lucy, I know about because Lucy was having a hard time contributing on the original run of the show.
Well, I don't know, like, as like a full cast member, but I think she has a certain role as kind of a Ewing that's not afraid to be bitchy and talk about past secrets to people, like Christopher John Ross. Like, I could see her, like, giving them insight that they don't know because they were too small, and Lucy doesn't really care about breaking any trusts. Like, Bobby and Suella probably wouldn't want to talk about the past that much. That's
it's
sort of
funny, though, that it's how Christopher and John Ross have not never acknowledged the fact that they actually are blood cousins.
I don't really know that.
Yeah, I don't even. Do they even. What I'm trying to figure out, they realize it or do the writers not realize it?
We don't know, but it works either way, I guess. We never know that Christopher technically knows who his real mother is. Maybe he's just never asked all these years.
Does he know?
I don't think he was ever told that in the original show, specifically.
I'm trying to remember. Well, he was around for the court case, so they were going to have Sue Ellen testify or something.
Maybe he just didn't. I know it's pretty hard to figure that he doesn't know at this point, but maybe he just wasn't told during the court case and never looked at the court case again in the rest of his life and never asked any questions. So if maybe it's possible, he doesn't know that Sue Ellen's sister is his mother.
One thing I thought the episode did do this week was that one, John Ross more low by showing that he could be charming if he wants to be.
Yeah. And this is
and amazing. The second thing was it made Christopher more likable. It made him seem more than John Walker. This is the first time they thought of him as Christopher.
Yeah.
So, I guess eventually, big reveal, they're going to end up revealing that Jay actually is Christopher's father.
Yeah, maybe.
That has to be their big, they're probably not going to do it this year, but that has to be a big nuclear option they're saving.
So, you think Rebecca's going to be Cliff Barnes' daughter, or maybe she'll be Jeremy Randolph's daughter?
I think somebody had a theory that the Rebecca that he's married to is actually Cliff Barnes' kid.
Yeah. Or maybe it's Catherine's kid, maybe it's Jeremy Wendell's kid, maybe it's a random person's kid.
Yeah, the good thing about Dallas is that they'll never run out of rainy day storylines they can do.
Yes. He does have kind of a resemblance to young Pam in a way.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think about that. The idea, like, technically it wouldn't be incest, but it would be weird.
Yeah.
Was it you that said that they think they might be trying to get Victoria Principal to do a guest appearance?
Well, there's at least a chance that maybe everyone's lying and she does make a cameo in the finale or something. We don't know.
Well, I keep thinking that they might be playing second season because I noticed they're mentioning her more now. And they're playing as more of a big deal for Christopher that he was abandoned.
Yes, and I know they're just saying that because it's easier to say she disappeared one day than saying, oh, she was in a car wreck, she was covered in head to toe bandages, then she left and divorced Bobby. And then one day her Uncle Cliff met her. And never mind. Too much to say.
I think the best thing to say would be that she was in a bad car wreck and it kind of messed her up.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fairly really is simple. You don't want to get too much into it, you know. It's one of these things, you know, to try to loop this back to Power Rangers. You know, they have Bulk on the new Samurai show. You know, Bulk's kind of a Homer Simpson-esque character, because you know Homer has a list of extraordinary things he's done.
Yes, and Bulk's like that.
Bulk has, let me see, Bulk saved the world at least twice. He's a legendary hero of an alien civilization. He was on the first colonized space station and lived on an alien planet for years. So he's actually done a lot of things, and for some reason he's still portrayed as a loser.
Kind of like George Costanza on Seinfeld.
Kind of. Well, you know, do you remember Green Acres reunion movie? Do you remember the Green Acres reunion movie?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, well, in it, Eddie Albert was still living in this shitty house, and eventually he fell through the floor. And the thing I thought about was, you know, when he was young, it was funny. But when it's happening to an 80-year-old man, that's not funny. That's sad.
Yeah.
You know, just thinking that happen repeatedly to an old man. And that's kind of how I think about Bulk now, you know. When he's a teenager being a fuck-up, or even a 20-year-old being a fuck-up, you know, that's funny. When they're like 30 or 40, that's just depressing. I don't need to see a crystal ball into my own life.
It's funny how in the first couple episodes, Bulk and Skull are supposed to be like a threat.
Yeah, they're just straight-up punks.
Yes.
Well, they were assholes for like the first season, you know. It was one of these things I always say, what's this, human misery? Here comes Bulk. Hey, Zach, I heard your grandma got cancer. Sucks to be you, loser. Of course, by season 3, bad shit happens to Bulk and Skull, and they have done nothing wrong. In fact, bad stuff happens to them when they try to do good.
Actually, we haven't explained the fact that at this point they're basically just cops in training.
Yeah,
the fact that basically they're the type of stuff that they do as they're cops in training, not exactly the hard stuff.
They're supposed to go around giving tickets and things like that. They do. It always bugs me on shows. This will go back to Dallas. I always hate when a character will try to help somebody, and even if you don't like them, the other character never says thank you. Like, do you remember when Cliff Barnes delivered that ransom money?
Yeah.
Remember when Bobby was kidnapped?
Yes. I guess it's
Yeah, Bobby was kidnapped. Cliff Barnes runs all over town for them, and not even Miss Ellie actually says thank you, Cliff.
I kind of forgot about that, since it was one of the few one-off episodes during that, the weird part of season one that had all these one-off episodes. Like,
yeah,
kidnapped.
I'm trying to remember, the second kidnapping was the one with John Rolfe. Okay, well, I think we might have recovered the show. I have no idea how bad I'm breaking up, but I think it went well. Eric, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Well, I guess we'll do it again next week. And Neil, thanks for calling in again. Sorry for all the delays. We were in Birmingham picking up the baby. Bye-bye.